Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, this is something I never thought I would say to you, Matt.
Okay, what is that?
Well, first, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can't hear you, but I never thought that I would say, coming to you live from Nebraska. Okay, I think you left. Perfect.
I'm here.
How do you not set everything up and be ready 20 minutes before the show? Okay, nice talk. So anyway, coming to you live from Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. And I already went and did my first visit this morning when I got here. Would you like to know where I went? Okay. I went to the birthplace of former President Gerald Ford. I don't know if that's talking to me or not. I think Matt left. So hanging out here at the hotel, BKFC 21 will be Friday night. Have some things to talk about, some things to let out of the bag here momentarily when we get him back. Where'd you go? We're hoping to get some of the fighters on. But it appears that a lot of fighters had plane problems. I think that's now the new norm, plane problems. We remember what Steve and I and Junior and everybody went through going to Biloxi. But it happened again with not to that extent, but a lot of weather issues, a lot of problems there. So not sure what fighters, if fighters, any fighters. I believe we'll have Chris Lytle on. Sean Weirlock was here as well, so hope to get him on as well, and maybe even get Matt back on. You back? Why are you not talking? My God, your equipment is just brutal. Maybe you need to get a sponsor and get new equipment. So as we try to, try to hunt down Matt. I went to USA versus Canada the other day at the Trop, and the same thing happened in that game that I went to whatever day it was. I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Might have been yesterday. I really don't even remember, to be honest. But same thing that happened there that I complained about with the Little League World Series.
What's that?
What are you doing?
I mean, I can't control technology. I don't know how this stuff works.
That's why you start at 6 in the morning.
But I'm here now, so that's all that matters. Now you can start the show. Let's run it from the top.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure you're going to make it for 2 hours. I got to be honest.
Oh, come on.
We talked about you being fired, and I think it could happen again.
How's your trip? How's Omaha treating you?
I've only been here a couple hours. I already went to the birthplace of Gerald Ford. And
I didn't know the president was from there.
Well, neither did I, but that's because I've never been here before. I have dinner reservations at what is supposed to be a pretty good steakhouse.
Okay.
So that's tonight. I'm going to have some reservations for tomorrow. I don't know about my plane back for the Bucks game.
Still waiting.
Yeah, that's the wait game. Everything's the wait game nowadays.
Last time you got on a plane, you almost didn't get off of it.
So. Well, and that's why I'm not overly excited about flying four flights in 3 days.
So it is a lot. It's a lot of risk. I'm a little nervous about flying on September 11th on the 20-year anniversary with all the craziness going on over in the Middle East.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm honestly a little nervous. I did think about that a little bit.
Can you believe it's been 20 years, Randy?
No.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I think the world, everyone that you talk to can tell you exactly where they were at that moment when the Twin Towers fell.
You want to know where I was?
Yeah.
I had a former... I'm getting a whole lot of bad feedback that has to be coming from you. Yeah, I know. So I had a former Buccaneers father-in-law, or really it's ex-father-in-law. I was paying him to work on my house.
Okay.
And when it happened, I remember it was trash day because I told the trash guy. And then when I told the ex-father-in-law, he ended up sitting in my living room for 4 hours watching TV. I was paying him by the hour.
Wow. Is that real? Did that really happen?
No, that really happened.
Did he like charge you for the 4 hours that he watched TV?
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. And I was like, can you get back to work?
Yeah, but I mean, you could have a little bit of compassion, right? I mean, the world was collapsing at that moment.
Well, yeah, I can have compassion as long as I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
So what's up back at the home front?
Nothing, man. Just getting ready to join you out there in Omaha. Just finishing up all the stuff around the house, take care of the kids, all that good stuff. So excited to get out there, BKFC 21, and getting ready to see, take a little road trip with your boy Melvin Gilliard. So fly out to Denver tomorrow, pick him up, we'll road trip over to Omaha where you are.
Yeah, have fun.
Should be a good time.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, if you were going to road trip with anyone, you could pick anyone to road trip with. Who would you road trip with?
I don't know. I got to think about it. You know, that's a fairly good question. And I'm being told that it is you that's causing all these issues this season.
My feedback? Because it sounds like you're in a bathroom.
Yeah, because of your feedback.
Hmm.
All right. Let's hit a break. We'll try to figure out what you did, how you screwed this thing up. Because we need to get this ready before Tito comes on. Yeah, so let's hit a break. And Matt may or may not be back. Coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Snapchat. Get off the line.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsett from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids. kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from Omaha, Nebraska, as we get ready for BKFC 21. Dakota Cochran against your boy, the Marine, as your main event.
Mike Richmond.
Are you there?
I'm here. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I wished I didn't. So Dancing with the Stars, I guess, made an announcement, or I don't know the whole list, but did you see who's on it?
I saw The Miz. The Miz, a WWE wrestler.
The Miz is on it, and so is Martin Cove.
Oh, your boy.
Well, you know that at least I'll be rooting. I don't know how much I'm going to watch, but at least I'll root a little bit. Because I don't root.
Yeah, you can't root. I mean, it's going to be... Well, are you going to root on Saturday, though?
Publicly,
like a little bit?
Publicly or privately?
Publicly.
Well, no, because I'm credentialed. So if I'm credentialed, then no, I will not root publicly.
But a little under the table fist pump, like, yeah, that's my boy.
Well, I mean, Tito is my guy. You know, I've always been cool with Anderson as well. I'm cool with Vitor Belfort. I've interviewed Evander Holyfield, and I've taken a photo with Donald Trump. So, you know, I've been involved with all five of them.
Yeah. What are the chances of getting a photo with all five that night?
Who, you?
No, well, yeah, obviously. Yeah, but you too.
No, I will get one, but you won't.
Can you take the photo of me with all five of those guys?
I have no idea what you just said.
Was the sound so that bad?
How about you just hang up and use your phone since you don't know how to use a computer?
All right, hold on.
Absolutely brutal. Only Matt could mess up this whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle. It's the same computer. It's the same everything. But Matt will find a way to mess it up, just like the base runner for Team USA of the USA Canada. So he's at second base. It's a passed ball. Now, you've either been to the Trop, you've seen the Trop, you've seen the distance between home plate and the backstop. This kid tries to score from second base and, of course, gets thrown out at home. And if I remember properly, there were no outs. Now, I'm sure they went on to win. He is a stud. I was told that he makes a serious amount of money to play high school baseball. Oh, there is another story. So when Matt's back on, I have to tell him this story. Are you back on yet? Of course not. I found this quite interesting, that there happens to be a father who had a son on the team. I know what you're asking. I know what you're thinking. And again, I'm stalling until Matt learns how to pick up a phone and dial back in, because I'm sure he's curious which team. And I'm going to let him try to decide. I will tell you the player's name. Are you back on yet?
I'm back.
Okay. So there is a father at the USA Canada game. He has a son on one of the teams. Now, I'm going to go with allegedly. I was told this by a reliable source. I didn't check rosters, but whatever. This particular player played for the Atlanta Braves. His name is Andrew Jones.
All right, how about now? Is this better?
What team do you think Andre Jones, Andrew Jones' son, plays on? Team USA or Team Canada?
Well, I already know the answer to this, and it's both.
It is both. He had a son on both teams.
That's crazy. Yes. That's crazy.
Well, at least that's one way to guarantee, you know, you're on the winning side.
Yeah. Just keep having a bunch of kids in different countries.
The thing that bothered me, and I was sitting with, I got a phone call from Brad Penny, who's the pitching coach for Team USA. And he said they were down there playing. So I ran down there, you know, hung out with Brad a little bit. I met his dad. I met a friend of his. And we're talking, you know, about Major League Baseball and about what I was watching, which is, you know, this Team USA versus Team Canada, 18 and under, I believe they were. Cocky, you know, the for this kid to try to score from second base with no outs, awful fundamentals. A kid gets thrown out at third. And again, it's not his fault as much as it was the third base coaches, but it's just the fundamentals are not being taught. And like he said, and I agree, all the way down to the little league level, which is where I complained about that kid stretching a double into a triple. Yes, he got lucky and he was safe, but he should have been out. And it's because nobody knows the fundamentals. And that's something that I owe my dad, who taught me the fundamentals of all sports, but mainly baseball. You know, the this and that and what to do and how to do it. Explain to me, and I said this to Brad Penny's father-in-law. I believe I could play Major League Baseball because I could make the same errors and I could not, you know, hit to the shift. You know, they shift, 19 players are on the right side and a Major League ball player can't hit to the opposite field?
I don't know. I don't know about the strategy of the game, but I will play devil's advocate for your statement about fundamentals. You know, perhaps in your era, you guys played it safe. You were too conservative, you know, and in this modern era, look, put the pressure on the thrower. The guy's got to make deliver a strike, a missile on target with accuracy in time. So why not put the pressure on him? More times than not, the ball goes wide or is thrown overhead or behind him, and then the runner advances to home plate. So you leave runs on the table if you're not right aggressive on the bases.
All right, so we're going to put him on real quick because Tito Ortiz is coming up momentarily. But guess who just sat down? Take a wild guess who just sat down.
Houston Alexander.
Close.
How's it close?
Not close.
Three minutes? Is that okay?
Are you okay for us to start, or do you want to wait for
Can you wait? Because yeah. I would like to talk him up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'd like that.
See, now I'm going to get in trouble because I snatched it. What's up, Johnny?
Not much. Is this Matt on the other end?
It is Matt on the other end.
Pizza man. What's up, Matt?
Is that Bedford?
Yes.
That's the double champ.
Yes.
What's up, champ?
Champ is here. Yes.
So I know we talked about it in the room before your fight about the mat. So what was your thought? The fight's over. You're being interviewed, and Matt sticks the mat in front of you for you to sign.
Well. I kind of expected it, so Matt did a good job of at least letting me know, and I appreciate Matt because he actually came up to me beforehand. He goes, "Just so you know, I'm in the other corner." He got stuck in the opposite side, so he didn't want to see me looking across and seeing him on the other corner, as if he chose that or something. So I knew he was going to be there. I knew the mat was coming. They did a good job, I guess.
I know we only have a couple minutes because you got to get in there, and then we'll have Tito on, and then you can come back on after. A lot of pressure off of you, you know, now after the fight. You know, I know that you said there wasn't pressure. You knew what you were going to do, all that kind of stuff. But now that it's over, you won decisively. Is any pressure that you might have had, is that all now gone?
It's gone. If I'm being honest, I'm really excited about the future. I've before that camp, I made some changes in my personal life, removed some people from my life, and best decision I ever made. I'm really excited about the future and think that if I just keep performing the way I did a couple weeks ago, that I'm going to be a really hard matchup for anybody. So it depends on who they want to put in front of me next. But I'm just really excited about, you know, continuing to move forward, hopefully still paving the way as the greatest bare knuckle boxer of all time. I had a minor setback, but we're not done. I'm hoping to get that fight back here in the near future. But
I know that, and I don't want to make a correlation to, you know, a fist fight and softball, but you know, I played competitive softball. We went many years without losing. I think sometimes a loss is good because, you know, not that you're on your high horse. Again, we become friends and I'm not implying that, but you just expect things. And then when you do have a setback, it kind of like, hey, I can't let these things happen. I have to stay on top of my game. Is that the same with fighting?
100%. It's very true. You know, you not losing and being really good kind of got to me a little bit. And I went into that fight not as prepared as I needed to be. You know, my arrogance and my you know, just belief in oneself can kind of hinder you in the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to believe in yourself. It's good to be confident. But you know if you put the work in or not.
Sure.
And yeah, this game's all mental. So like when I'm on. And when I have a good training camp and I put all that BS to the side, I know that I'm going to show up to perform. And knowing that, you know, when I walked out to fight Reggie that last fight, it didn't matter who they put across the ring for me. I knew I was going to get my hand raised that night.
And you could see that. You know, I came back in and hopefully it was okay. And we kind of talked a little bit before the fight. And, you know, I just saw you in a demeanor like confident. You know, the great Otto Graham said that there's a difference between cocky and confident. And you in that back room with your dad and your team, and you were very confident. You know, I didn't see any cockiness. It was just confident. I know what I'm going to go out and do, and you did it. But it is a fine line.
It's a very fine line. And you know, cockiness is almost, I would say, faked sometimes. You know,
sure.
You're trying to do it for yourself and for everyone else. Confidence, it comes from within. And I knew I dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's that best training camp. And when I do that, I'm hard to beat. I'm really hard to beat. So that's the plan, right? Remove all those personal distractions that have been there in the past. Stay humble, stay hungry. And when I show up prepared, I'm on top fight, and I'm ready to for anybody.
All right, couple more questions for you, but I'm gonna let you get in there with those guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna hit a break. We'll come back with Tito Ortiz. He has this fight coming up. Have you heard about that?
I have.
Against Anderson Silva.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Should be quite interesting. And then the main event's kind of interesting as well.
Absolutely.
And then you got Donald Trump commentating it.
I heard that. I saw Sean today, and I saw Sean Wheelock, and I was like, "Oh, you're gonna commentate with Donald Trump?" I heard. He's like, "I just heard it myself." I was like, "That's awesome."
We'll talk about all that when you're done in there. We'll get you back here. Thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
We can high five. We can shake. Yeah, we can do all that stuff. Let's hit a break, and then we're going to go down to Miami. And then after Miami, we'll come back with the double champ, Johnny Bedford. All right, coming to you live from, I almost said Biloxi, from Omaha, Nebraska. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stepson.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet, and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back with you live from Omaha, Nebraska, as we get ready for BKFC 21. I'm trying to talk soft. Interviews being done in the other room. Speaking of interviews, we are just a couple days away from a very cool event. I'm really looking forward to it, and it got moved. We're going to get all the details. He has been on this program, I continue to say, more than any other person, including you, Matt. Let's welcome back to the show the Huntington Beach bad boy, Tito Ortiz. Tito.
How you doing, Randy?
How are you? How's things? You're in my state now as you get ready for Saturday. Before we talk about the fight itself and everything, and your buddy Donald Trump going to be there, talk to us about how this whole thing came together.
Well, you know, I got a phone call. I think it was 1st of August asking if I'd fight Anderson Silva. And, of course, I took it without even thinking twice. I said, of course, 100%, I'm in. And then all of a sudden, negotiations came about, and then Anderson demanded me go to 195. So got to do the work, got to get my weight down. I've got my weight down, and now it's going to be time to fight. They put the fight together on Triller, and it'll be a boxing match. So it's exciting. I've always been a huge boxing fan, and boxing has been a big part of my game for my career over the last 8 years more than ever. So I'm just excited to get the opportunity to get in the ring and punch Anderson Silva in the face.
What is intriguing the most? The fact of just, you know, being in another competition? Is it because it is against Anderson Silva, who many have called, you know, at one time a GOAT? I mean, let's be honest, and you know I hate the word legend, but the two of you are legends. So is that what drew this, because it's Anderson Silva? Is it because it's just another competition that intrigues you, or what is it?
I think what intrigued me is just the fact that it's Anderson Silva, one of the greatest mixed martial artists that's graced the octagon. I mean, his game always been striking. He's always been a great striker. And I want to challenge myself. I think it's the challenge of seeing what type of athlete I am and how good I truly can be at boxing. You know, I've been doing it for a long time. And I guess I'll see how good I really am on Saturday night. And just taking the opportunity to challenge. I'm not going to let it go by me and think about, God, I wish I would have done that fight. Now I can look back and say, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to make it happen and get my hand raised.
You know, I know you and I have even talked about this, that, you know, when this was announced, you know, everybody said it's that typical, it's a wrestler against a striker. You know, people tend to forget, yes, you're a wrestler, but you guys train all aspects of mixed martial arts. So for people to think that you don't know how to strike or that you don't know how to box is probably a little misleading, I would think.
I said very misleading. I mean, you could ask Chuck Liddell our last fight. I mean, he didn't last around with me and knocked him out. It's just one of those situations. You got to learn and you got to progress and you got to have an open mind, and you got to be willing to learn and learn the master and the craft of boxing. And I've been trying to adapt it here in the last, 5 years now. You know, over the last 4.5 years, I've really been concentrating on it just because I want to learn my footwork. I want to learn my head movement, the throw combination. And over the last 5 weeks, I've really been focused on numbers of punching in bunches. And I think that's just one of the things of learning how to box. You got to learn how to put yourself in different difficult situations and fight out of those situations or progress in those situations, and that's what I've been doing.
A lot of times, you know, when you have a fight, you, anybody, you know, any professional fighter, and there's a change of opponent, there's a lot of things that go into that. What has affected you, if any, with not the change of opponent, but the change of location?
It made me happier. I'm actually here in one of the most beautiful states in our country, Florida. I'm very, very thankful. It's miserable in California, man. I'm getting to a point now where the first time in 46 years that I've actually thought about moving and moving my whole family to Florida, just because the guy's governor is an amazing governor, cares about the people and cares about the future of what's going to happen in his state. And I don't know. I was happy. I was ecstatic. I was very, 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 very happy. You know, Florida people are my people. I love it. They're very kind. I mean, just yesterday when I was cutting weight and I wanted to run, and every person I ran by, they said hi. It was amazing. When I did that in Huntington Beach, and Huntington Beach is supposed to be the Florida of the United States in California, just because of how conservative it is. But when I go runs, I mean, I say hi to maybe 15 people. 5 of those people will say hi back, and the other 10 will say nothing. They're going to stay and look at me. And I think that's not how America is, man. America is, you know, you should love thy neighbor, right? And that's how Florida is. And I love here. I was happy that it was moved here. And I just got the news last night that former President Trump is going to be commentating my fight, Evander Holyfield's fight, and Vito Belfort. I'm excited that he's going to be a part of it. I was like, wow, it surprised me last night. It may be just a little more motivation, I think, but it'll be exciting. I think it's an exciting pay-per-view to watch.
Before I ask you about former President Trump, and I know Matt has a question, he's back at the home base in Tampa Bay, why was it moved? Do you know why it was moved, or did they just call and say, hey, listen, we're moving it to Florida?
Well, I have speculations. I don't know 100% for sure. That the reason why when Oscar De La Hoya got COVID, after getting vaccinated twice. He got COVID after his second shot. He couldn't fight, so they had to get someone to fill in. And I know Evander Holyfield's been training now for the last couple of years. He helped Tyson make his comeback, so I know he's been in the gym. And they asked him, and I guess he said yes. Well, the Athletic Commission in California are very strict, and they wouldn't allow it, so they couldn't, within a week, they couldn't get all the paperwork, all the medical work done in time, so they're like, all right, we're going to move, we're going to salvage this fight. So that's what they did. They moved it and salvaged it, and now Evander Holyfield would be fighting Vitor Belfort.
So Tito, listen, like the state of Florida, we already have a GOAT in Tom Brady. And I'm going to put you in that same circle, man. Like at 46 years old, you truly are giving people hope that if they missed the opportunity at a young age because they didn't have the right coaches or family or mentorship to actually become a combat artist or martial artist, your recovery, your repair, your ability to do what you're doing at 46, like you really are a GOAT, and you're going to change lives in the future because they're going to look up to what you've achieved. And I know we talked about it before, but are you still doing the same things, or is there anything new in your training camp that's like revolutionary that everybody needs to know about?
The same stuff. I mean, I've kind of been doing the revolutionary stuff for a while now. You know, I've been actually right now we're doing this interview. I'm in a hyperbaric chamber here in Fort Lauderdale. I found a place, and I'm sitting in it, getting oxygen pumped into my body for recovery. I have one at home, and I was going to bring it with me, but I found this place here right down the street from my hotel, and they're able to let me use it, and I'm very thankful for it. But things like this, just your recovery, is very important. I think at the same time, it's just the thought process and for healing process and just the mentality. If you want to go in on something, you got to go 100%. It's not half-assed. You're going to go one foot in, one foot out type of thing. And everything I've always done, I've done 100%. And that's the same concept with athletes or any athletic event you want to compete in. Got to go 100%.
You know, the one thing I wanted to throw out real quick, and this is more really to you, Matt, than it is Tito. You know, everybody keeps bringing up age. You know, everything that Tito, that you do or other athletes do, whether it's Tom Brady, I don't think that it has anything to do with their age. It's just that they're using whatever they can to continue, you know, their athletic career.
You want to know what it truly is? How you take care of your body. How you take care of your body is how you're going to react. It's what you eat, what you drink, how you sleep, what you do on your extracurricular time. But, of course, you got to have that off time where you're going to have a little break. You know, for this camp, I haven't had a cheat day. And normally I'd get a cheat day on a Sunday where I'm able to have fast food or something like that. But I haven't done that because I had to get my weight down. Once again, that's a sacrifice. I'm sacrificing things to have a longevity in this combative sport. Now boxing, but the mixed martial arts is 24 years, but it's just how I feed my body, you know, what I drink, what I eat, what I how I sleep, how late I stay up. And I think sleep is a big recovery thing. Actually, a lot of people only get 4, 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep. Well, I get anywhere from 8 to 10 hours of sleep every day. Just recovery. It's very, very important. But at the same time, again, I'm not a big drinker. Yeah, I do have drinks here and there, but I'm not a big drinker. I don't do drugs. I really take care of my body. My kids keep me young, and age is strictly a number right now. And what I put myself through over the last 24 years, I've continued to do each and every year, and I think that's what keeps me on the mentality that I am right now, sharp, on point, and just dedicated to what I believe in and what I want in life. You know, I'm not going to say, well, I can run tomorrow. No, I'm running today. I'm getting it done today. I can spar tomorrow. No, I'm sparring today. I'm getting it done today. I can lift weights today. No, I'm lifting today. I'm getting things done every single day where I'm able to take time off if I want to, but get right back into it again. You know, the longest I've taken off was 2020. I've taken a full year off 2020 because of COVID. Didn't work at all. Didn't do anything. I was at home every day almost, and it made me bored. It made me like I was sick of being in my house. I was like, I got to do something. So I'm thankful that Triller called me up for this fight to get me in the gym, to get me reinvigorated with my mind, my body, and just my physical emotion of a fighter. And I love it. It's exciting. Once again, when you look in the mirror and being 46 as I am, and I look like I'm 30, it's exciting. It's nice. It's just, it shows that the hard work's paying off.
I want to talk about food. So you say that you haven't had a cheat day. Shocking, right, Matt? I want to know, what is your cheat food? And because I know that you're very careful what you put in your body, what is the worst food that you have eaten?
What's my cheat food? I'd say In-N-Out. In-N-Out's my cheat food. In-N-Out or, I don't know, Taco Bell. I don't know if you guys have Taco Bells out here, but Taco Bell, that's pretty bad. Sodas are horrible. That's something that after my weigh-in, I'll have a Coke, and it's just for the sugar, I think. But it's just one of those things in my mind is kind of a little reward. But sodas, I mean, my kids don't drink sodas at all. I don't let my kids drink sodas. They don't have fast food. I mean, I cook for them. So we eat fish, we eat chicken, we eat steak, we eat healthy meals. But I think a cheat meal, once again, is In-N-Out. I mean, the worst cheat meal I think you can have is biscuits and gravy. I'm just thinking about it. I mean, cheap burgers. I don't know. I mean, you eat that stuff over and over again. It's kind of what you're pretty much toxifying your body by eating those things. And people don't really realize it because it's so easy to go buy a drive-thru and pick up a cheeseburger, go buy a drive-thru and pick up tacos and stuff like that. But I really cook all my own meals, me or Anna.
So Tito, listen. So Randy is the opposite of you. He's actually 30. he eats everything on your list, and he drinks Diet Coke. He's actually the poster child for Diet Coke.
You know what my snack was the other night? It was about 11 o'clock. I think it might even have been last night. You know, I knew that I had to get on a flight at 5 a.m., so I had three ring dings.
What's a ring ding?
You know, like like a Swiss roll, you know, it's that chocolate vanilla icing.
See, that's another thing. Donuts, I don't eat donuts. I don't want to eat donuts. I can't do it. You want to know my cheat meal when I'm actually having a cheat meal is two scoops of chocolate protein powder, some egg whites, and what else did I put in it? Once in a while, maybe like non-fat vanilla ice cream. I'll put a couple scoops of that in it.
I was going to say, Tito, I almost got excited when you said two scoops. I thought you were going to go with two scoops of chocolate ice cream. And then you had to form it with protein powder.
Come on.
You put egg whites in there, Randy.
Yeah, I want to have longevity in my life. I mean, not only just in my career, but in my life. You know, I want to make sure that I can live a long life. My grandmother passed away just this last year. She's 103 years old. My father is 86, and he's been through hell. So, I mean, I have longevity in my life, and I'm very fortunate. So I got to make sure I take care of my body. I want to see my kids grow old. I want to see my kids graduate college. Just speaking of that, my son Jacob, who got a full ride to Arizona State University for wrestling. I'm very, very, very happy and proud of him.
I saw that. Congratulations. That is definitely very cool. Let's jump over to a friend of yours that just got announced will be doing the commentating. Will you have the opportunity to talk to former President Trump and either before the fight or in the dressing room after, or are there any plans for that?
I believe so. No plans yet, but I just kind of go off the cuff whenever happens. I believe we'll say hello to each other. You know, I know I'll see his son there also. Donald Trump Jr. will be there, so hopefully they come by and say hi. I don't want to say I expect it, but whatever works for him, I'd be very happy. You know, he tried to do an amazing job for our country, and I'm still a big supporter.
Well, we all know that you were on the reality show with him, and we talked about it when you were on back in the day, but you know, remind the listeners about the experience of being on The Apprentice and any good, funny, cool stories, you know, that you can tell.
No, really. It was pretty business that I worked for him on the Celebrity Apprentice, season one. It was just a lot of hard work. You know, we worked 14 to 16 hour days, 7 days a week. It was nonstop. There was a couple of projects that I did with them, not with him, but with our team, that I was a little nervous just because it wasn't my forte to work with Red Book Women's Magazine. There was other projects when I was project manager that we did really well. But it was just showing the hard work, and you could see what type of businessman he was, what type of true patriot he was, and how much he cared about this country. And I know him prior from a lot of the UFC events that I fought at. Of course, I fought at the Trump Taj Mahal. and to see what type of father he was. You know, he was a very caring father, and, you know, they say a mirror of yourself is through your children, and you see his son and daughter, sons and daughter, are amazing people, very, very amazing people that are willing to give back to society in a positive manner. That's very important. It shows what type of father he is. And I can go on forever talking about how good of a man he is. It's just one of those things that this country got put in a bad place. And I don't know, I can't really talk anymore about that because they say athletes should talk about politics. Can't turn people off, but it is what it is. I just got to live and control what I have around me. And that's what I'll continue to do, and that's my children's future. And I'm just thankful of what he's been able to show America what's going on politically. And I never really understood or cared about politics until he ran for presidency, and I'm thankful for what I've learned through him.
So I'll tell you a quick story, and then you can jump in, Matt. So,
yeah.
You know, Tito, you know, you've known me a long time. I think I come across as a professional. I'm very professional in everything I do, or at least I try to. The most unprofessional thing I ever did, and Matt, you know where I'm going with it.
It
was a Fedor fight at Affliction in California many years ago. Tim Sylvia was involved. Roy Nelson was sitting behind me. You know, I was in the third or fourth row. After the fight, I was credentialed, and I got into the ring and got a picture with Donald Trump. And it's the most unprofessional thing I did and one of the most thankful things that I ever did, because I got to, you know, post that almost daily over the past 4 and now 5 years.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, actually, I got a story. It was actually when I fought Louis de Machida in Vegas, and I invited Donald Trump Sr. and Jr. and Eric to the fight, and they came to my fight. They actually showed up. I was very, very happy. So this will be another fight that they come to that I'm very, very happy, and he's actually going to be a host of the show. So I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, right? I'm just excited to be in the situation I am right now and to still be competing at the level I am.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Tito, I think a lot of people, some people know that Donald Trump was involved in the early days of the UFC, but, you know, really without his support, the martial art and the world we live in now might not even be a sport, you know, without his support back in the early days. And I think he was part of Affliction, wasn't he? Was he an investor in that?
I'm not 100% sure he was part of the investor. I think he was going to do it, but he ended up not doing it. But I know he's helped Dana out a lot, and the Petitas a lot back in Jersey at the Trump Taj Mahal and the Trump Towers, and they had events there. So I know just the relationship is very strong with Dana White also. But I know Mr. Trump is a huge fight fan, so I just thankful for the support that he's been giving to this mixed martial art world and boxing world.
All right, in the closing couple minutes, Tito, let's talk about what's ahead Saturday night in the squared circle, like they like to call it in boxing, against Anderson Silva. Are you able to go and watch any video and be able to pull anything from that, or because other than his last boxing event a couple months ago, you know, when it's MMA, it is different, and can you not pull anything from that to help you?
Well, I got the full fight of him versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Right. And once again, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. was a great champion, but he's a 165-pound guy who went up to 180. And Anderson was a lot bigger than him. I don't think Julio could punch hard enough to kind of scare Anderson. Well, I have this opportunity. I'm a bigger guy. I'm coming down to Anderson's weight. You know, Anderson walks around 210, 212, and he's cutting down to 195. I walk around 218, 220, and I'm cutting down to 195. So I think combinations and just try to hit him with shots that he won't see. I just put the pressure. I got to put the pressure on him. And, of course, everybody, all the listeners, you guys can watch this. You guys can text Tito, T-I-T-O, to 75303. And information for the fight, you can buy tickets on it, you can buy the pay-per-view on it, it'll come strictly right to your phone. Once again, you can text Tito, T-I-T-O, to 75303.
And we'll continue to push that. And I'm sure you know how we're going to end this. You are always known for your T-shirts. And I'm curious, is there going to be one on Saturday?
I really just, this is for September 11th. This is for America. This, I've been watching a thing that was on Netflix about what happened on September 11th, and it's kind of scary. And I think right now it's just giving the respect to to all the loved ones that lost people 20 years ago.
Sure.
And the thanks to the all the police officers, fire department, and first responders who did respond to that. And I think I'll leave it at that, but I just have much respect, and it's all given to them. When I get my hand raised, once again, this is for their Americans, our other Americans who lost their loved ones on September 11th. So it's a scary time for this country, and it just shows that we'll come back stronger.
Yeah, I can't add anything to it, and I don't even feel like I should ask any more questions. So let's end it on that, because it was very well said. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm looking forward to seeing you down there. We'll be flying straight from Nebraska to cover your fight on Saturday. I don't want to say good luck. All I want to say is have fun. Enjoy yourself Saturday
exactly.
night.
Exactly. No, I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to put on a show, and you know, I'm going to try to knock out Anderson Silva, and I'm going to bring the fight. I'm going to make it exciting. I'm going to do what I always do every one of my fights, and that's bring the fight.
I can't wait. As always, Tito, thank you very much for the time. I'll see you in a couple days down in Fort Lauderdale.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You as well. Tito Ortiz extends because Ryan Bader hasn't been on in a while. So now Tito adds another number to it. And I really wish, you know, I look at all of these things and people that keep notebooks and you know, they keep records and diaries. I wished I would have done that. I wished I would know exactly how many times Tito's been on this program so that I know how far back Ryan Bader is, and I do believe he's in second place.
Well, unless Bader fights until he's 47 years old, Tito keeps racking up the numbers. He's running up the score.
Yeah, he is. I also got confirmation of somebody else that'll be back on the program.
Okay.
He fights at Madison Square Garden.
Joe Smith Jr.?
No. How about Kamaru Usman?
We'll be back on the program. The Nigerian Nightmare.
I spoke to him the other day. He was in Denver training, and he will be back on here very shortly, so I'm looking forward to that as well. And matter of fact, I just booked my flight for New York, as I will be headed up there to cover that as well. I'm looking forward to that.
And what is it, October 3rd?
I think it's November.
Is it?
I think it's like November 6th, 7th, something like that.
Because your boy Nico Price is fighting, I think, October 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, I got to reach out to him.
Yeah, he's close. He's right here in Florida. Like, all the good guys are in Florida.
Fort Myers, yeah. I did forget, you know, I wanted to throw this at Tito, but I'm just going to do it. We will be bringing Tito, either bringing or mailing him some socks. You know, I mentioned that Odd Socks official is now involved with us. Yep. And I put a question out. What socks should we send Tito?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, it's really not good because it's really very easy to know.
Does he have his own sock with him?
No, he's a huge Hulk Hogan fan.
He is a Hogan fan. Big time Hogan fan.
So we'll need to send. Matter of fact, when we hit this break in a couple minutes, I'm going to text Tito and tell him that I forgot to tell him that.
That's
and
awesome.
That we'll be sending him, or really, sure Odd Sock.
Don't give away my Hulkamania ones, though. You give Tito something else, not give away my Hulkamania ones.
Okay. I will give Tito any sock he wants from Odd Socks. How's that?
I'll fight him for it.
You really are going to push me to fire you today.
Oh, it's come on. It's going to happen. Just don't give away my socks. There's one pair of socks out of the whole company that I want. You're going to give them away to Tito. I mean, not that Tito doesn't deserve them.
Well, he does deserve them. No, he does deserve them, and he is a legend.
But he doesn't even wear socks in what he does. He's a fighter. He doesn't even wear socks.
He can wear them when he goes fishing. It could be his fishing attire.
That's just disrespectful.
I don't know why you think that.
But I mean, I can see fishing attire for Clay Guida. I mean, that makes sense.
But Tito fishes as much as Clay does.
That's true. He does. But how do you have time between training and his auto port, you know, his auto businesses and his car dealerships and his family and kids? Like, how do you have time to fish?
He fishes a lot.
Does he really?
Yes.
So get him some, like, fisherman's, like, socks, like some, with, like, some hooks on it or some whatever. What do they call those things? Lures?
Yes.
Some chum?
Chum? Is that what you said?
Some chum. Get him some chum socks. What's the stuff they use to catch the sharks?
I'm texting them because you're boring me.
That's fine.
Tell me what you want.
Oh, man. But it's going to be great, man. It's going to be awesome to be in Florida. I hope I get past Secret Service. They don't do a background check, do they?
It's interesting, and you know that they're going to have full, you know, security around it. He's going to have the Secret Service with him. He's texting me back.
Are there going to be fans in the crowd? Like, I mean, I know Atlanta for Triller. For Atlanta, it was just the pay-per-view.
I know we're out of time of this segment, but why do you not listen when Tito said you text Tito at TITO to find out where to buy tickets?
Oh, I thought you said stream, like the watch it online. I thought it was that was
all right. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Johnny Bedford in the house. We'll get him back on. Sean Wheelock coming on. Chris Lytle coming on. A whole lot more shenanigans live. Oh, and Kevin Smith. We might get Kevin Smith when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.